Beat 102 and 103 with music from The Academic and Sometimes. A group of Southeast teenagers are examining the pressures put on young people by both social media and mainstream media to both look and feel a certain way. The Young Social Innovators group from Good Counsel College in New Ross in County Wexford is focusing on helping alleviate these pressures. Their campaign is called Beauty is the Beast, and Ronan Cloney and Sean Phelan are in studio with us this morning to chat more about it. You're very welcome.
Oh, thanks very much for having us on.
So this is an all-boys school.
Yeah, we're an all-boys school from New Ross, County Wexford, Good Counsel College.
So it's an interesting one for an all-boys school, or do you think?
To be honest, that's kind of one of the reasons we picked it. We felt the girls' schools around do it a good bit, but the boys' schools not as much. We hadn't seen any boys' schools who did it. So we said it'd be nice to have like a different perspective on the topic and have to show that it isn't just a girls' topic, like it's something that affects everyone.
Okay, so you're Ronan and you're Sean, obviously. Yeah. So Ronan, how did you come up with the concept then?
We were just throwing around different ideas in class, and we were looking at ones that hadn't really been done as much. And while body image and all, it was something we felt did affect everyone, especially like our generation, because we're so in touch with social media and stuff like that, there was huge pressure. And we thought it was a good one as well, because Young Social Innovator is all about innovative ideas. And we felt for a boys' school to do something on body image and the pressures, it was different. It wasn't something we had seen before, so we felt it'd be a good one to go with, because it was something that touches a lot of different people as well, like in some aspects in their lives.
And you speak that as a man. Do you have an idea of what pressures women are under, for example?
Oh yeah, women are under, to be honest, like they are under more pressures to look and be a certain way, to like comply to these standards of beauty that society pushes on us. But like men, we also have, it's a different type in some ways, because whereas women, it's often seen as like, you have to be slim, you have to be tall, you have to look this way, that way, that all the models and all these like Kardashians and Jenners and stuff like that look. Whereas with men, it's more kind of like, you have to look big, you have to look bulky, you have to be like a man's man, you have to be this kind of stereotypical man that you see in the movies and in all these action stuff, whereas with women, it's more kind of models and things like that.
Is that the general consensus with your class, that it's about being strong and very masculine, or?
Yeah, it seems to be very much rooted in like masculinity itself. It seems to be very much like a lot of it's about looking like a man's man and looking like this big, tough person who can protect and who can be what society calls, you know, a man, like to mind everyone. Basically, that's what it seems to be rooted in.
And out of all the social media that we look at, what do you think is the biggest culprit? Is it Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat? What do you think it is?
Oh yeah, I'd say it's Instagram anyway, because like you just see all the Instagram models and everything.
And those filters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And making all that money for just like pretty provocative photos as well. And you just, I don't know, it's not that nice to look at, and making people feel bad about the way they are, and this shouldn't really be allowed.
Why do you follow people on social media? Like, I don't mean your friends, but like famous kind of social media influencers, as we call people now, or people who are quite famous for being actors or actresses or sports people. Who do you follow?
I think a lot of it is kind of, you don't want to miss out. You don't want to miss out if some big scandal happens, like the Kardashians, whatever. Fair enough. You're going to hear about it anyway from like news and Facebook and stuff. But you kind of want to be like, oh yeah, did you hear what happened with whoever or this person? And every day it's getting more scandalous, like Kim Kardashian being held at like gunpoint in Paris. You know, you kind of have to follow to stay up to date and see. And like with social media now, it's not always like just posting photos and stuff. Even for like the releases of albums and things, they have different ways of doing it now. Like Frank Ocean, he brought out his album by doing a live stream on his website. And what was it? It was just him like building a staircase. So social media is being used more and more to like commercialize and to like bring out albums and products and stuff like that. So it's not just now, it's not just social media as in seeing what everyone's up to. Now it's like an advertising medium. It's a way of getting things out there. So kind of you do just stay in touch with all that, because if you don't, you miss out on the next big trend or all.
And I think there's an awful lot of conversation about your generation and the fact that it's 24/7 for you. That I suppose generations ago, people could go home and switch off. Now you constantly can check what people are doing and compare yourself to other people.
God, there's no switching off anymore. I think like I always have my phone on me. Like
your phone, your pocket, 24/7 nearly, sure.
Yeah, like your phone, it's on your body or it's near you. Like it's never out of reach, you know, and you're always tuned in. You're always seeing what's going on. And people are always like constantly photos, statuses, things like that. It never ends, really. It's always going.
What's it about? Is it about the likes when you put a photo up or the comments?
I think it's, for a lot of people, it's the likes. It's not to sound bad now, but for a lot of people, they look at likes as like a form of self-worth. It's like, if you're not getting these likes, oh, I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not good looking enough, I'm not strong enough. And kind of people see, if you don't get them, you're not popular enough. And like, it obviously has a huge effect on people. There's huge repercussions.
Well.
Yeah, crazy.
So tell us a little bit about what you're doing. So as we said, it's called Beauty is the Beast. You've been around to a couple of girls' schools in your area in New Ross as well, haven't you?
Yeah, some local schools, the Mercy and the Holy Faith in New Ross. We went to, we're handing out these lollipops with like positive notes on them to people, to telling people that you're grand where you are and stuff.
And what kind of reaction have you had to that?
Oh yeah, it was good reactions, really good stuff.
And what kind of positive affirmations are you putting on there?
We had different ones made up. Like one actually made up by our teacher was, show some affection for your reflection, which we felt was a great way of summarising kind of what we're trying to do.
One.
It's a lot about like loving yourself, and not necessarily in an arrogant way, but to know it's okay to look in the mirror and be like, you know what, I actually like my smile or my teeth or my hair. You know, it's okay to look in the mirror and say, I actually look kind of good.
Mm-hmm. And this is a year-long plan that you have in action, because you're in TY and it's also part of the Young Social Innovators as well. So what are you doing with all that?
Young Social Innovators is basically what it is. It's young, which is our generation, obviously. Social is, you pick a topic which kind of affects you as part of society, which affects your generation. Then the innovator part is, you have to have innovative ideas. So, like, we have the Speak Out in the Lyra thing in Kilkenny on the 8th of March. And what we do there is we all go and you get up on stage. Each group gets on stage to do kind of a skit or something to put across your message. And it's just, it's a really good idea, to be honest. I think it's one of the most beneficial parts to TY, because it's something so different, like, that you're actually helping and you're giving back to society. As we were saying, like, if you help, if even one person was helped with our project, if this even affected one person's life in a positive way, that they saw and they reached out for help, or it just stopped anything happening in the first place, it makes such a difference. Like, that's more beneficial than like just your general subjects in TY, you know.
And has it been helping you as well? I know we had a Beat News spotlight on male body image, so it is a conversation that are having now. Has your project helped you as well?
Yeah, I think people are talking about it a lot. It used to be kind of a hushed topic. It was kind of the elephant in the room. No one really spoke about it. But I think in the past, like, people are come more open about stuff like this, and people saying, yeah, this affects me. And actually, we were in school and we were tying the notes to the lollipops with the radio on when we heard the spotlight on male body image. And we were just thinking about just how good it is that it's getting out there. It's being more publicised and people know this going on. It's affecting both men and women. Like, it's affecting everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you have a Facebook page. It's called Beauty is the Beast, YSI. And then when is your Young Social Innovators event? The Speak Out
is on the 8th of March in the Lyra.
Okay, so that'll fly in the Lyra in Kilkenny. Yeah. Well, listen, Ronan and Sean, thanks a million for coming in this morning. Again, that Facebook page is Beauty is the Beast YSI. Should people look out for you around the southeast? Are you going to be handing out more lollipops?
Definitely. We're going to have loads of things going on. Eating Disorder Awareness Week is actually 27th of March or February to the 5th of March. So we're going to have loads going on then. We have different projects, different ideas that we're trying to get to come together now after Christmas time. Everyone's going to be back in action, so we'll be around and make sure to keep an eye on the Facebook and stuff, because we will have different things happening.
Great, a brilliant idea. Well done.
Perfect.
Thank you
so much.